So, in your opinion, what is the white person's place in the discussion of race in today's society? What is your opinion on that? What's your opinion on that?
That topic is really controversial. I don't know. I don't think there should be...
Before I get into detail, I would like to establish what it is that I'm attempting to accomplish. My name is Anastasia, and for some time I've been absorbed in the issues of race which currently impact our country. There's much I'd like to say on the matter, but when it comes to race, I feel you must be very conscious of the message that you are trying to convey. This especially applies to me since I am a person of the majority race. So I set out to seek answers based off of the experiences and opinions of both minorities and majorities. Hopefully, I can gain some inner peace by the end. Okay, now you can go.
My opinion is that the white person's position...
The first person I interviewed was an older white woman, my Yaya. Though she answers to her Greek nickname Yaya, which translates as grandmother, my Yaya's only relation to Greece is through her husband. She was born and raised in Mississippi during the early 1900s, where she witnessed much discrimination against African Americans.
A white person's position and or attitude and outlook on people who are of a different color, particularly black people, should be one of respecting them as a race of people who are as worthy of being respected and looked at as white people are. White people are not superior to black people, although we think we are. That is not true. And we have to do something to correct that. My experience has been that too many people go along with the ideas that have been thrown around and added to over the years, showing that white people are superior to black people according to white people's ideas. They don't stop to think, where would they be if they had not had the help and the support of the black people?
You grew up in the South, is that correct?
That is correct.
So, right. So, what was it like? Like, as far as discussion went, was there no discussion?
No, this was never discussed. It was not discussed. It was simply what you saw in front of you, and it never occurred to us as young people to do any questioning about anything. We just accepted what we were told and what we saw.
And, as the years went on, how did you see the discussion of race evolving?
There have been diligent efforts on the part of very learned people to have the majority opinions change and have people make their opinions for themselves instead of accepting what had been thought to be the right way to look at and to view things.
Right.
That's how I've seen it evolve.
As far as raising your own children, did you have discussions with them?
Yes, we did have discussions with our children when it became apparent that they were being influenced too strongly about ideas and beliefs that we did not have. And I also must say that your grandfather had a great deal to do with helping me understand that some of the ideas and notions that I had about the differences between blacks and white were simply ridiculous.
Yeah.
That they really did not exist. And I owe a great deal of my having been able to see the injustice that had been done to black people. I owe a great deal of that eye-opening discovery on my part to your grandfather.
Mm-hmm.
And I will freely admit that.
Thank you, Yaya.
What is the white person's place in today's discussion on race?
The next person I wanted to interview was Taylor. Taylor is a friend of mine I met freshman year. We've weathered a lot together. In the past, we've discussed the issues of race in today's society, including her own story. Her experience involved the authorities being called on the account of suspicion that her and her friends stole something from Claire's. She's black, by the way. Young, 16, African-American female. Yet, through our assortment of conversations on the topic, we have never discussed it from this perspective. And I figured that Taylor would have an opinion, if not a lot to say, on the matter.
Well, I believe that they do have a place and they do have an opinion, and their opinion should be heard when it comes to race. But in a light and in a sense, you have to, a white person, at least in my opinion, I believe they have to look at the world a little differently because they are a majority instead of a minority. For myself as an African American, it's different for me to talk about race because I go through racism and I deal with the racial stereotypes and the difficulties it is just to be an African American in today's society. And for a white person, like, yes, they have an opinion and their opinion should be heard because you have respect for them as a person. But their opinion should be taken differently than a black person's opinion just because they don't have to deal with certain stereotypes and certain, I guess, racial slandering that a person of color or a minority would. So I do think their opinion matters when it comes to race discussions, but it has to be looked at differently.
Mm-hmm. Once she had said this, I felt Taylor had cracked the issue wide open. And as she continued, she only built a stronger argument for what she was stating.
I also believe that when, not to generalize or make a blanket statement about the entire white race, but I do think that sometimes in certain cases, some white people overlook races. They were all the same, we're all treated equally, and there's no difference between white and black, but at the same time, you can't make that type of statement because I have brown skin as opposed to someone who has white skin.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make sure that we don't ignore our differences because we are different for a reason. Yes, there's certain qualities and benefits that I cannot have as an African-American person in today's society, but we can't overlook race and we can't overlook the racial issue that's going on when people say that there's no such thing as racism.
Right.
It's like you can't turn a blind eye to something you may not want to see. I don't want to see racism. I don't want to see that I have to be followed around the store to make sure I'm not stealing something just because of the color of my skin.
Mm-hmm.
But I can't say that I don't see it just because I don't want to see it.
Right.
We don't want to deal with the truth because it's really hard and it's hard for us to accept. But as an African American, I do have to accept it. It's alive and well. And it's something that it happens every day.
Yeah.
But to say that there are no more racial stereotypes, there are no more borders that are between white and black people, that's just a blind statement because there are, and we have to recognize them.
Yes. I love it. Thank you, Taylor. Thank you.
So if you think this is good, you should hear me when I'm like fully awake.
After Taylor, there was one last person I wanted to hear from. Monica, a friend I also met in the beginning of high school. Soon after our introduction, I learned that she lived in Indonesia up until she was about 4 when her family immigrated to America.
So,
in your opinion,
what is the white person's place in the discussion of race in today's society?
I don't think it should be just limited to white people. I think it's everybody. Like, the rules apply to everybody, not just a certain race, you know?
When Monica said this, things started to connect in my brain. And as she further explained, I came to my conclusion.
If we're talking about, like, where people, like, what their place is, it doesn't matter what race you are. Everybody has to, like, follow the same rules, you know?
Yeah. So, in your, like, what are those rules? Or, not to, like, call you on the spot or anything, because I know you say you don't think about it a lot, but what do you think those rules would have? Yeah.
Like, for example, like, I know a lot of people, you know, like, I'm Asian, and, like, a lot of my Asian friends think it's okay to make racist jokes.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, even though, I mean, they make racist jokes about their own culture, you know?
Right.
But I don't think that's right, because that's just encouraging other people that, like, it's okay to make jokes like that. I don't know. Something like that, you know?
No, yeah, that's, I totally get it.
Just because, like, the reason why I singled out white people is because, you know, they're starting to be, like, this kind of, there are people of color, quote unquote, and then there are white people, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. I know what you're talking about.
Like, technically, somebody could make the argument that because white people have always been the majority, the people of in power, that all of the minorities are the only people who really ever felt discrimination and racism. So how much authority should a white person have in a discussion about race?
That topic is really controversial. I don't know. I don't think there should be, like I said before, I think the rule should apply to everybody. It's not just because you're white. I had no idea. Like, it's just,
it's,
I don't know.
It's something we should.
But I don't say something wrong.
No, I think what you say is important. I guess, yeah, it's just, like, super controversial. That's why, like.
Well, 'cause
like.
No, you go first.
Oh, I was just going to say, when I chose this topic, I was like, I'm really passionate about this.
Yeah.
But now it's like, you know, everybody has something to say.
Yeah.
And it's just, it is so controversial.
What do you think about it?
With that, Monica brought me back to my purpose. And I realized that I did feel satisfied with my findings. In order to have a conversation about race, there must be respect given from all sides, as well as an understanding and honesty of the past and present. The white race as a whole must remove the veil from their eyes and recognize that they are in a majority position. And with that, the understanding that minorities lead a different experience.